Longline fishers say they want more tuna. Many researchers say tuna is overfished, and the Fisheries Council seems to be turning a blind eye. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning. Chad, you there?
Yes, I'm coming in loud and clear, I hope.
Okay, you are now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked about this now many different times. I'm thinking back to even back in July where fishers had reached their quota of tuna, and we talked a lot about that idea of quota sharing, taking a bit of this place where they haven't reached their quota and swapping it in. How is all of this playing out now when we also, having just had the IUCN here, having told us how overfished our ocean is, particularly for tuna?
Well, that's what critics are saying about the Fisheries Council, that it's not really heeding all this criticism. And you're absolutely right. The IUCN made overfishing a major point of that international congress. But in fact, the Western Pacific Regional Fisheries Management Council, and that's a mouthful, but that's why we call them WESPAC, they are committed to looking at other alternatives. Now, they could stay at the status quo, but there are other options on the table to actually increase the amount of fish that is hauled in. And that's got a lot of folks worried, that they don't seem to really be paying attention to what's happening globally. And in fact, maybe greed is at the bottom of all this.
So what do some of those options look like?
Well, as I said, one of them is to preserve the status quo. In other words, the countries that are party to the Western and Central Pacific, that includes us, China and Japan, South Korea, that you would just stay with the status quo, the limits on catch that are set right now. But there's another one that allows the territories in those parts of the world to actually increase their allotment. That includes, you know, Guam, Saipan, American Samoa. And those are countries that we are actually allowed to take some of their quota, if you will. Once we reach our max, we are allowed under federal law to sort of dip into their stock. Then there's another one that would actually increase the territorial limits and actually up the quota all around. The WESPAC will be meeting this Thursday to address these issues, and that's why Nathan Eagle has been following this issue so closely.
At this point, what option isn't being heard is anything that has to do with scaling back, apropos to what the IUCN was telling us all we ought to be doing.
No, it's, that is not actually on the table at all. I should say at least one member of WESPAC says they don't think it's actually going to happen. Anything will happen this year. I'll probably wait till next summer once a new stock analysis is done, an assessment of how much big eye tuna is actually out there. But there's another former member, a Big Island fisherman, who says, well, he actually thinks that WESPAC doesn't seem to particularly care, that, in fact, you will be fishing out the oceans. And still others say, in fact, this is all negotiable. If you think about it, Japan, which is party to this, actually has a far higher quota of catch than the U.S. does. Therefore, even if we increase our quota, we're not really even making a dent. But bottom line, folks seem to think fishing is the primary thing. They have a market for it, and we love to eat our fish.
Don't we know it? But as we're looking at what this may mean going forward, and without, you know, some other baseline studies that everyone would be willing to agree to, it seems like we're still in the same game of moving around from here to there. Some would call it a shell game, but being able to switch quotas and be able to get what we think we ought to be able to have.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Earth Justice, which actually sued to stop this, called it a shell game. They sued and lost, but I would imagine they would be considering other legal actions to try and address overfishing on the planet.
All right, Chad. Well, I know this one's going to come back around at us again. Have a good Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bethann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.